this Ethiopian spearman. An Egyptian diplomat says two teams of Egyptian mediators are in Israel and the Palestinian territories to continue talks on firming up a ceasefire deal and securing a longer-term calm. The diplomat says Saturday that discussions include implementing agreed-on measures in Gaza and Jerusalem, including ways to prevent practices that led to the latest fighting. The official, though, did not elaborate. He was apparently referring to tensions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the planned eviction of Palestinian families from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem. Meantime, U.S. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. Mr. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. Mr. Biden also downplayed the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel and publicly demanded instead a ceasefire. The Iraqi government, for the first time, is expected to bring home about 100 Iraqi families from a sprawling camp in Syria next week. It's a move that U.S. officials see as a hopeful sign in a long, frustrated effort to repatriate thousands from the camp, known as a breeding ground for young insurgents. Marine General Frank McKenzie is the top U.S. general for the Middle East. On an unannounced visit to Syria Friday, he expressed optimism that the transfer from the camp will happen. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in hailed the strength of their alliance, that alliance between the two countries, after the strains of the Trump era during a day of talks expected to be dominated, which were dominated, by North Korea, China, and COVID-19 vaccines. After a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office Friday, the two leaders were joined by top aides in the state dining room for a broad discussion that included North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Moon told Biden that South Korea will closely work with the U.S. to achieve complete denuclearization and establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Moon approached his Washington visit hoping it would provide fresh impetus to his dream of building peace with North Korea, but U.S. officials have played down the prospect of a dramatic fresh initiative. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in also pledged to form a comprehensive partnership to accelerate vaccine rollout to the world. President Biden announced that the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. This marks the first commitment by the Biden administration for what it plans to do with the 80 million vaccine doses it aims to distribute globally in the next 6 weeks. Mr. Biden has said he hopes to use domestically produced vaccines as a modern-day arsenal of democracy, a reference to the U.S. effort to arm allies in World War II. At the same time, the White House has pledged not to attach policy conditions to countries receiving the doses as global vaccine diplomacy heats up. Germany has committed a further 100 million euros to the COVAX Global Vaccine Initiative and will directly donate up to 30 million surplus vaccine doses to poorer countries, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said. Merkel urged other EU countries to follow Germany's example in giving any leftover vaccines to countries that lack their own supplies. She was speaking at a news conference Friday after a G20 summit on COVAX, which aims to ensure less developed countries can also vaccinate their populations. The German chancellor also said that the EU has pledged 1 billion euros in order to promote the production of vaccines in Africa, so it will be able to produce 60% of its necessary vaccines by the year 2040. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News. We'll be right back.